We are here at the 84th National FFA Convention with some of our star finalists. Would you mind introducing yourself to us?
My name is Lee Allen Turner. I'm from the Warren County FFA chapter. I'm at Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a senior at Tennessee Tech University in Cookeville, Tennessee, just a short drive away from my home farm. My agribusiness consists of three SAEs, nursery operations, fruit and vegetable production, as well as beef production. I grow peach trees, grapevines, do several liners, as well as do strawberries, pumpkins, corn, tomatoes that I sell along with peaches at a local farmer's market. I also have been showing Brangus cattle since I was 9 years old, and I have a herd of about 83 right now.
With so many things on your plate, how on earth did you get involved in every single one of them?
Well, my parents have been in the nursery business since about 73, so that really intrigued me and got me going with the nursery. As far as the fruit production, it just sort of hit me one day that, you know, everybody's got to eat. And, you know, with the economy the way it is, there's one thing that's not going to go in decline, and that's people eating. And so produce was just a good way to get in. It's easy to grow in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's easy to market, and it's easy to sell. As far as the showing the cattle and my Brangus cattle, it was a sponsorship program. They would sponsor us a calf, and we would show it for a year and then sell it. And I just love doing it, and so I've been doing it for 11 years now and have, like I said, about 83 cows.
For FFA members and other ag ed students who are looking to start their projects, what advice would you give them? Where would you tell them to start?
I would just say look to your parents if they're production agriculturalists. Look to your advisor for advice. It's one of those things, this day and age, it's hard to start from nothing. But if you have something, anything, It's easy to get that drive if you have somebody behind you pushing you. And I've been blessed, unwillingly blessed, with a wonderful advisor and wonderful parents that have helped me along the way. And I think that most everybody, if you look to your advisor, they will bless you in more ways than you can see.
The theme of this year's convention is I Believe. So what do you believe are the qualities that have gotten you to where you are as a star finalist?
I believe hard work, not being lazy. Like I told some of the judges in the interview we had earlier, one of my top qualities would be that when I watch the news at 10 o'clock at night, if they're telling me that it's going to be 2 degrees the next morning and it's strawberries are in bloom, I have to get out and cover those strawberries at night. I can't be lazy and sit around and let them get frosted on or freeze. I have to get out there and do these things so I'll have the product to sell later. I would say I believe in not being lazy. I believe in getting out and getting your hands dirty and accomplishing what your goals are, because if you get out and put a little effort forward, you always get your goals completed.
Is there any final message you'd like to leave with FFA members?
I think that being a star has really showed me how wonderful the FFA is. Something I already knew, but it's really helped as far as seeing a broader picture of how, especially my colleague, fellow stars, wonderful people from all over the country. It's in so many diverse things, from nursery operations that I'm in to people that are doing thousands of acres of corn and soybeans and 500-600 head of cattle. We really do have a bright future in FFA through our young people.
That was Lee Allen Turner from the state of Tennessee, one of your finalists in the Star in Agribusiness.